And welcome to Democratic Talk Radio here on WEKR. I've got Carolyn Kay on the phone from MakeThemAccountable.com. Good afternoon, Mrs. Kay.
Good afternoon.
Is it Mrs. or Ms.?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Okay. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Thank you for joining us.
And thank you.
Boy, I tell you what, we have a lot to talk about. You have a wonderful series of articles on your website, MakeThemAccountable.com, about the travesty of the Florida election in 2000 and, of course, some of the things that happened before that with a certain executive by the name of Jack Welch. Could you explain to our listeners a little bit about that, Carolyn?
Yes. I'll tell you how I even got started with this series. A few weeks ago, I read in the New York Times that the consortium that sponsored the National Opinion Research Center, NORC, study was to be the definitive study of the uncounted ballots
right.
in Florida, 180-something thousand. And I read that the results of the study were not going to be announced, that
right.
it was indefinitely postponed. And immediately my thought was...
Alarm bell started going off.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. Immediately I said, every other time that they've been able to contort or distort numbers, they've said, Bush won, and then later down in the article you read, well, if you really count the votes, Gore won, but...
Right.
You know, everybody took the headline and went with that.
Well, I think it came out in what, April or May of this year that that Gore won by 20,000 votes, and that's kind of while the consortium count was going on.
Yes, that's another situation. That is the overvotes. If they had considered the overvotes,
he would have won.
And that was actually a statistical study
mm-hmm.
rather than an actual count. And, but, I mean, in any case, we knew from months ago that,
right.
that Gore won.
I knew December the 10th. I don't know about
yeah,
you.
right. The exit polls were right.
Yep, that's right.
No question about it.
Yep.
But the Bush team were able to bully their way in and, you know, and with the help of his brother,
they contested every vote.
Yes.
And under that, kind of, exactly what, Mr. Podvin said, your co-writer, David Podvin, of these series of articles, they contested every single vote, kind of like that old baseball adage that he mentioned.
Exactly.
And that was a wonderful analogy of how that was done.
Isn't it? And I say they mau-mau, you know. I mean, that's
right.
really the tactics that they've used, if you remember from the 60s,
mau-mauing. I do.
And, you know, that's basically the way the Republicans have acted. And, you know, it really started, in my memory, to a great extent back in 93 with the Gingrich takeover and so on.
Right.
But anyway, so
that's when they started the real strong arm tactics
yes,
that I've
yes,
noticed over the last
yes,
few years.
And the lying and the last minute attack ads and
right.
things like that. So anyway, when I had read this, I said, "Oh well, I know it means that Gore won, and they can't hide it. That's why they're delaying this.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they say it's because of the war, and then the following Tuesday, it was on a Thursday. The following Tuesday, I get a submission from David, who has been a contributor to my website for like 6 months, that says he has a source." A retired media executive who said the reason why the results are not being released is because it shows definitely that Gore won, and they don't want to delegitimize Bush in any way.
And who doesn't want to delegitimize Bush, Carolyn? Now, my take, it's the stockholders of these companies that own the companies that are in this consortium.
I don't believe the stockholders have that much to say. I mean, the stockholders, or if you're talking about ordinary, everyday stockholders.
No, well, I meant the ones that had controlling interest.
There you go. Now, that would make more
That's
sense.
Better.
The owners
okay.
and the CEO and top officers, yes, of these companies. And then, you know, as I say, we found this out. And then as we started to develop this into a series because we kept getting more information from people who had actually been involved in this, in the Florida study somehow, and everything was corroborating. And then David finds out from this same source that Jack Welch, CEO of GE, which owned NBC,
mm-hmm.
Basically decided that George Bush needed to be president so that he could increase his empire without any restriction from the SEC, and that he, in one way or another, both by using NBC and by convincing the powers that be at the other major news media that it was in their interest to have easy reporting on Bush and hard reporting on Gore. And let me tell you,
that's exactly what happened, Carolyn.
It is exactly what happened, and that's why I knew this was true, it scares me to death.
Oh, I find it incredibly alarming. So the fix was in 99.
Yes. Or early 2000.
That's right. Yes. It was. That's the truth of this matter. The fix was in 99.
That's why it was so frustrating. Every time I would see something in the news, that's why I became politically active. I had never been politically active
in
my
life. Me neither.
I was
one of those armchair politicians.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Sat in front of the TV and railed at the television.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, I did a lot of that too.
But after the election, Carolyn, I've decided that I'm going to do everything in my power to stop these Republican right-wingers for the rest of my life, if that's
yes.
what it takes.
Yes, I have that same dedication.
Because I love this country, and I cannot stand by and watch this happen.
I'm with you.
I tell you what, we have a lot of work to do because, you know, now it seems like with the civil rights or with the new terrorism laws that he's about to sign or has already signed by the time this airs tomorrow, but Bush will have already signed those anti-terrorism laws, it seems like he's garnering the kind of tools that he's going to need to stay in power one way or another.
Yes, and that part is very scary, too. You have to be suspicious about a lot of the circumstances because September was going to be a really, really bad month for Bush.
Yep. They'd shot themselves in the foot a whole bunch of times already.
Well, and we had been gaining
support in numbers about the election.
Support to impeach the Supreme Court five criminals that selected him as president.
Thelonious
and
five.
Congress was asking for papers from Ashcroft and for, you know, who Cheney talked to and one thing and another and another, and then kaboom.
Right. Now it's all changed.
Yeah,
and now
pretty interesting, huh?
Now he's getting everything he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, this should alarm every progressive American.
I hope it alarms every American,
and
even conservative Americans.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to get a little shaken to wake them up, I'm afraid.
Well,
the Republican propaganda machine has been awfully powerful for a long time, Carolyn.
They have.
And it's a huge hurdle that we're going to have to overcome.
Well, but we have to be patient, just like they were.
Right, and vigilant.
Patient, persistent,
And see, I think the Democrats have to kind of take another tack. You know how we kind of, we like to bend? And we try to compromise,
right.
And you know, but I think that it hasn't been working because we've been getting our butts kicked.
That's right.
And
that's
I think we have to take on a different kind of attitude. We have to use the same kind of attacks that they use.
Although
I don't want to demonize them, I think that in some cases we have to.
I'm not sure that we have to actually attack as much as we do to tell the truth, which is what you don't hear in the right-wing propaganda mills, the echo chamber, as I call it,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Limbaugh to Liddy to Hannity to, you know,
right.
one to the other, and all saying the same thing. My goodness, doesn't that sound suspicious?
Yes, it does.
You know?
It is suspicious. In fact, you know, what Steve and I have said on the program many, many times, there really, really is a vast right-wing conspiracy.
Oh, yeah, there is. There is, and it is vast.
And in fact,
I sent a letter to President Clinton a couple of weeks ago. I just was so distressed about all of this, and I said, "Sir, this is more than a vast right-wing conspiracy."
Right.
So, and I faxed the letter, so don't worry, it wasn't the one with salmonella or anything like that.
Well, that's an entire another program, the anthrax thing.
Yes.
Now, I've read this the excerpts of this article that I have, you know, off of the site, and also from what Steve, my co-host, has shown to me and stuff like that, and it's just a fascinating article, Carolyn.
Yes.
And I tell you what, I want to compliment you and David Podvin for all the hard work that you've done, and for goodness sakes, please keep it up. We'll do all we can to
help
you.
We will do that. The mainstream media is not opening their eyes. We are keeping our eyes open.
Well, we're going to have to force them to.
Yes.
In fact, we have got to make a big change, and we got to get Democrats out in force in the voting because
I agree with that. In fact, one of the people that has read the series is starting an effort to get local level Democratic parties involved in this situation and saying, you know, calling for investigations, calling for what's necessary to bring this all out into the light, into situations where even the mainstream media cannot ignore it.
Right.
And you know what's interesting? Not one person has sent us anything that tells us we're wrong. You know, they may say, oh, I'm offended, I don't want to hear this. But they don't say, you are wrong, and here's how I can prove it.
You know what,
Carol,
I kind of think some Republicans, some rational ones, really know what happened.
Oh, yeah, sure they do.
But they're not going to admit it for nothing.
Well, it was okay because it was their guy. Now, how scary is that?
That's even worse. That is even worse.
My own sister.
Man.
You know, who agrees with everything else that Vincent Bugliosi has ever written, except the betrayal of America, because it was her guy.
Oh.
That is sad, and she's an attorney.
Oh,
you know?
Gosh, just misinformed.
I know. Anyway, if people would like to read the series, they can go to, it's very easy, makethemaccountable.com/coverup, all one word.
And I tell you what, I recommend it for anybody and everybody that cares about where this country is going and the future of our freedoms. It is very, very important that every American knows what happened in Florida, because if they're capable of doing in Florida, who knows what they're capable of, Carolyn?
Absolutely. Absolutely. These are brown shirt tactics. This is Nazi Germany in the 30s.
It really, really is. And
I always...
They're controlling the media?
Yes. As I read about Germany in the 30s, I would say not enough people stood up. Not enough people fought this early on.
Right.
And so when I saw these same kinds of things happening, I said, that's not going to be because of me.
That's right.
If it does get to dragging me off to the concentration camp someday, I'm going to be able to say I did what I could.
We're on the right side. That's right.
That is correct.
Carolyn, I just wanted to mention one other thing, get your thoughts on something else. What do you know, the conglomeration of these huge media moguls now, what do you think about some of the antitrust laws maybe should come into effect against some of these media giants?
It's not just antitrust. We already have certain regulations in the FCC, laws and regulations with the FCC that are going to be repealed, reduced, whatever.
It's thanks to Powell's son, isn't it?
That's correct. Michael
Powell,
who's the son of Colin Powell.
Secretary of State.
And Michael knows what his marching orders are.
Yep.
And his marching orders are whatever will add to the huge profits and net value of these huge conglomerates that already have, you know, tens of billions of dollars of net value. But that's not enough. It's never enough
never,
for these people.
That's right. And, you know, we have got to turn this around, because the longer they stay in power, the longer it's going to take us to get the kind of social reforms that this country's needed for a long time.
Yes. And we the people need to stand up and say, this is our country. Those are our airwaves.
Right.
We own these. You know, we have rights. CEOs of corporations can say what they like, but they cannot twist and
they
force upon us.
Right. They should not be allowed to manipulate our government for their own self-interest.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's exactly what has happened.
We've been on a long road of people seeming to believe that selfishness is the only thing, that greed is good.
Right. Well, see, the Republicans have won that battle.
Well, they may have.
On the short term.
They may have, but we've got to undo that.
We're not going to stand for it.
I'll tell you what really is interesting to me is that I come from the South. I was raised in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wondered about the Civil War. You know, how on earth could men have fought and suffered and lost limbs and died and all of that just to keep plantation owners rich?
Right.
You know? Well, it's so similar to what's happening now. These people have been deceived into voting against their self, and not just voting against their self-interest.
Actually believing in it.
Believing in it. Acting like thugs on the internet. I'm sure you get
same
kind of email that I get.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah.
Where free speech is all right for them, but it's not for me.
That's
you
right.
know?
That's okay. We own the net now, Carol.
I'm telling you that we are gaining.
That's right.
We are gaining hugely.
We will.
And the reason is because it's right. You know, we have right on our side, and we have truth on our side.
That's right.
And that eventually will out. It always does.
It is. I believe it, and I'm going to keep pushing for it for as long as it takes.
Me too.
Carolyn, what a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye.